Welcome back to another episode of the Musician Mastery Podcast.
How does an independent artist make it in today's music industry without a big fancy record contract or any kind of college degree? The answer? Welcome to the Musician Mastery Podcast.
So today I've got to talk about something that's just bugging the crap out of me, and some musicians out there may be suffering from this freaking disease of belief that has perpetuated most artists. So what am I talking about? Let's jump into it. I recently made a post talking about how it doesn't take luck to have success in the music business, that it actually takes strategy, it takes discipline, it takes songwriting, it takes sales and marketing. And then someone had the audacity to say that, no, how you have success in the music industry is you pander and you compromise your originality so that you can pander to a bunch of idiots. And that gets me fiery red mad. I get so mad when I hear shit like that because, one, it's just not true. To have success in the music business does not require compromising your integrity, compromising your originality, selling out, all that fake bullshit. I'll tell you what it does require. If you want to have success in any kind of business, you have to understand how business in general works. But here's my problem. Most people don't understand that the music industry is different from the music business, okay? See, the music business, that's the economics. That's why a fan would want to trade their money for an artist CD, and how the artists can leverage marketing and sales so that their fans are more likely to support them and purchase their merchandise. That's a part of the music business. The music industry is sucking up to labels, trying to get all your approval from external forces, right? Trying to do the whole like, oh, I need a big label, I need a manager, I need to be on this big booking agency, I need to be on this tour, all these different things, right? All these superficial things that people want because it gives them credibility and it gives them authority to say, I've done big things, you know? But the problem with that is the whole critique of you have to compromise your morals, your integrity, and your originality to have success is kind of true in the industry. Because in the industry, you're being controlled by labels, you're being controlled by the big multimedia conglomerates that run the entertainment industry. And if you fuck with them, you cross their path in a negative way, yeah, they're gonna make sure that you don't have any success. So yeah, that critique about the industry is correct. The problem becomes when artists conflate that with the music business. And so therefore they don't try. They don't try to have any success because they're sitting there going, well, it's all just compromising your integrity and doing this stuff. When the reality is it has nothing to do with their success. Sorry, the camera's all shaken because I'm very passionate about this. I can't stand these fake excuses that artists give themselves so that they can feel morally superior but not take any action towards their music business, and then have the audacity to complain that their music business is not doing well. No, you're not doing well, so your business is not doing well. You're not executing any business strategies, so your music is not doing well. To assume that, like, you're either gonna put music out there and it's gonna organically blow up, like you're just gonna release some kind of thing on SoundCloud and that's gonna somehow just blow up and you're gonna become the next big thing, and then that the only other alternative is to go out and get a label and deal within the industry is a false dichotomy. It is a false paradigm that you either just put stuff out there lazily with no business strategy, or you have to go work with the big players in the industry who are going to take advantage of you. That is not the way forward, guys. I'm trying to, like, I'm passionate about this because I want musicians out there to break the cycle that is keeping them down, man. Like, if someone came up to me and said, Dax, what's the one thing that you think is preventing musicians from having success? Is it labels? Is it this? Is it that? What it is what's between their ears. That's what screws over 99% of artists, is what's between the ears. The fake stories we tell ourselves that, oh yeah, if you want to have success in the music business, you have to compromise your morals and your originality and just pander to a bunch of ignorant, you know, whoever. That's what that comment was saying. I'll tell you right now, if you think that way about music listeners, you will never have fans. I'm telling you that right now. If you deep down think that the reason people don't listen to your music is because they're stupid, you will never have fans. You will never have genuine fans because you don't understand how this game actually works. You really don't. You want to know why that music that you despise is so popular? Two reasons. One, they don't have a stick up their ass like you do. And number two, they have a business strategy. They have a strategy. Those big businesses, those big media conglomerates, you think they're throwing artists out there on a whim? They've got a strategy, dude, to get that music out there and get it heard. Now, here's the question artists fail to ask themselves. Well, if the freaking label can do it that way, why can't we? That's what I want you to ask yourself. Well, because I don't have the funding that a label does. You don't have to do it at the scale a label does, but you can take the strategies. You could take the tactics. You could take the little nitty-bitty things that you're seeing them do that work, and you can use it for yourself. And therefore, navigating around the industry to use their very own tactics to bring success in your own music business. That is what artists should be focusing on. What is working? How can I model what's working? And how can I up my skill set so that I can utilize these opportunities better? That's what musicians need to be thinking about, as opposed to blaming the market. I'll tell you right now, no business is ever successful, not just music business. No business ever has been successful blaming the market for why their stuff is not selling. Guys, think about it like this. If you're a guy and you've approached 20, 30, 50 girls and they all say no, is it the girls that are stupid? Is it the girls that are wrong? Or do you maybe need to shower? Or do you maybe need to brush your teeth? And I'm gonna ironically say this, do you maybe need to cut your hair? I'm married, so I don't care about this anymore. No, I'm just kidding. It fits my look, whatever. But the whole point, it's like, it's not the females that are wrong here. It's you. Just like if I put my, this is what John Mayer even has talked about too, and that's an artist who's had some success. If you put out your song that was so amazing and it goes nowhere, who's the dumb one here? Who's the one who is wrong? It's not the millions of people. Now, put it this way, some people, I'll give you this. You haven't done any of the strategies enough to get your music in front of enough eyeballs to determine whether it was good or not. You just put it out there and no one's really seen it except like 10 people. That's not a large enough data like group to get any kind of information from. You need to have your music in front of thousands of people. And if you don't know how to operate within the business, you're not going to know how to do that. Unless you got 1,000 Facebook friends and they all religiously follow your posts. I mean, good luck. So please, for the love of God, do not blame the fans for why you don't have success. Never blame the market for why you don't have success. That just builds resentment. It builds envy. It builds feelings of inadequacy. It builds feelings of depression. There's nothing good about that perspective. The industry and obsessing about the industry and where my genre falls on the hierarchy that the industry has created, that's all irrelevant. That doesn't help you. That doesn't serve you. That doesn't serve anybody. So sitting here blaming, saying, oh, well, the only reason these musicians are popular is because they pander to stupid people. That's resentment talking. That's envy talking. Really what you wish is all those stupid people would listen to you. But what makes them stupid? It has nothing to do with the artist. It's what you said. Listen to the words that they say. The reason they think the audience is stupid is not because they like country or whatever the hell. It's because they're not listening to them. That's what they really mean. What they really mean is those people are dumb because they're not listening to me. And that's completely bullshit. And that's never going to lead to anybody having any success ever. Okay? So please, for the love of God, do not fall for this kind of crap, man. And don't fall prey to these stories that basically keep you down. They don't serve you. They don't serve your fans that you can get, your potential fans that need to hear the music that's in your head or that you've written right now. They're never going to get it if you have that mindset in your head, because you're never going to start. You're never going to take any action. And damn it, that's not fair to those future fans. That's how you should view it. Now, I talk a lot about this kind of stuff in my upcoming book, The Musician's Dilemma. I also have a coaching program if you guys want some help inside of your music business. I know this business is overwhelming, man. Don't worry. I understand more than most how stressful this business can be. But I also understand some strategies to help navigate that so that you don't have to, like, one, fall prey to stories that are not true, but two, actually know how to get your music out there. You actually know how to use the strategies to get your music out there. So if you want some help, go to musiciansignite.com. But if you take anything away from this video, please just don't fall prey to that story about how the only way to get successful is to pander to stupid people and compromise your originality and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's not what it's about. It's about serving people and giving them something that's fun to listen to. Keep in mind, you are in the entertainment industry, and a lot of people's music is just not entertaining. That's what I said it, right? So don't think that the market is the problem. Look at yourself and say, how can I improve to create something that people would enjoy, but that is still me? I'm not pretending to be somebody else. I'm not pretending to be somebody's persona or something. I'm myself. And by doing that, that's how I attract the people that I want to attract to my music business. All right. Thank you guys for watching, and I'll see you guys on another video. And if you're listening to this on Apple and Spotify and all that kind of stuff, be sure to leave a review. I'd love to hear it. And yeah, thank you guys so much for watching. Take care.